All right. Great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. This is like, I love talking about this. I love training coaches. I love how we coach from this understanding, from this way of seeing things. How we're able to help people is so unbelievably different from how most people out in the world are helping people, and people are doing amazing things out in the world. And this just goes deeper. And I'll just speak from my own personal experience. You know, I trained as a psychologist and it's been the number one thing on my mind since I was, who knows, you know, a long time since I was probably 18, 19, 20 years old. Like, how do we reach people? How do we help people? And so just my own progression of going to kind of the traditional psychology route, seeing pretty quickly, I don't think that's for me. I know there's deeper going into something we call coaching, although back then coaching was very different than what we're going to talk about here and what I do now, but that was closer to the mark. And just all along, I mean, for the last, I don't know, a lot of years, 20 years, 20 some years, like, just continually seeing, wow, there's even deeper we can go. There's even more we can do to help people truly wake up, not cope, not be abstinent or sober or anything like that, but truly start to have shifts where our identity is different. Like, we see the world in a different way, and the world still happens and we still feel all kinds of stuff, but it feels really different. This is not for special people. It's not for enlightened people. Like, it's for everyone. It's amazing. So I don't know. So I feel like this is kind of the story of my life. I'm very passionate about this. And after years and years of looking professionally and also personally, when I wasn't being helped by my own methods, when my anxiety and my eating disorder were not being helped by what I knew to do, coming across more of what I share now, and even since then, deepening in that, I don't know. I mean, it's just amazing. I still pinch myself all the time that this has been so life-changing for me, and that I get to share it with other people. So super excited that you're here, that you're excited about this, that you probably see the potential in this, or maybe you wouldn't be here, and that's awesome. So I want to say a little bit more. I want to talk just a little bit about how this way of supporting people is different from a lot of other things, because I think that's important to know. I want to talk a little bit about the training, the specifics of the training, and I'll just do that in a high level way. And then again, I'll invite you to ask questions at any time. But I'll kind of give you an overview of the training and how and why I think it's a best training like this that there is out there in being able to have conversations that help people see new things and help people change in a lasting way. And we have an awesome panel. I have some of my certified change coaches are going to be here just to talk each of them just a little bit about their recent experience in the training, starting to build their business. Some of them had businesses already, but they can each speak to a little bit, something that's a little bit different, I think, when it comes to going through this and helping people from this understanding. So I'll ask each of them to say a little bit, and then we'll open it to questions. And you can ask questions of them, and you can ask questions of me, and nothing is off limits at all. So anything at all. I really love when the questions come in, because I'm never sure. I'm biased. I live in this stuff in a certain way in my own head all the time. So I want to hear, you know, what you guys are thinking. And again, anything you want to ask about, from the training to the understanding to the business side of things, like, just whatever's on your mind, we can ask. Okay, so let's see. So I said a little of this already, but I'll just say a little about how and why I think this is just so powerful. And when I say this, I never really even know the right language. I tend to just say, like, the understanding that I share or whatever. But if you've read my books, gone through the little school of big change, I know most of you probably have, or listened to the podcast. There's lots of stuff out there, lots of ways to kind of get a feel for what this is, this way of supporting people. If you have, and you probably have at least some of that, then you probably have some sense of it. But essentially, what we're doing as change coaches and what we're learning to do when we train to become a change coach is really kind of helping people wake up to the health and the perfection, I would say, the habit freeness, the anxiety freeness, the peace, the connection, the deep sense of connection that is here and alive in every single human being, no exceptions. No exceptions. So it doesn't matter what you're up against, anything you're up against, people who have been depressed for decades, anxious for decades, caught up in habits and addictions, they are no less whole or healthy than anyone else walking the face of this earth. Like, it's just not even possible. It's not even possible that they are. And yet, of course, when it's us and when it's them, like, we feel like we are. And that's solely because we live in this seamless flow of experience, thoughts and feelings all the time. And everything in our psychology, everything in our conditioning has kind of pointed us to identify with that. So we feel uncomfortable, we feel depressed, we think our life is not going well, we stumble upon things that help in a moment, our habits and addictions, all of that. Is this moving, fleeting, changing experience that is completely impersonal. But when it shows up in us, when I feel that way and when you feel that way, it doesn't feel impersonal. It does not feel impersonal at all. It feels heavy and like we need to do something to fix it. So where we're coming from here is seeing that we actually don't need to do anything to fix it. We need to see it clearly for what it is. When we start to wake up to the fact that this psychology is moving through, putting on a show, and we innocently identify with it, we call it mine, we get tangled up in it, we try to fix it and change it, things don't go well. And when we're in a place of kind of knowing, okay, I'm not this, I'm aware of this, I'm seeing this, this is here, but it is not me. When we shift our perspective a little bit, which again is 100% possible for any human. I mean, it's our nature. it's not hard. It's just, we don't often look there and try this, but when we start to open up to this and understand how things work and kind of shift our perspective, our identity shifts, the same thoughts, feelings, everything just come to look really, really different. So we, as change coaches, we're not trying to manipulate thoughts or feelings or behavior. Yes, people come to us all the time and say, I'm stuck in this habit. I feel stuck in this relationship. I'm stuck in my business, whatever. And that's a fully real experience. That is their experience. And we want them to feel free. And if that means that shifts, then that's what that means. But we aren't going into something that looks to someone like a problem, like I'm too insecure or my relationship isn't working well or something like that, and trying to brainstorm a fix with them. There's lots of other trainings to do if that's kind of what you want to do. It's not about rearranging or fixing or changing psychology, because psychology comes and goes on its own. It's much, much deeper than that. It's about seeing that all of our suffering as humans, all of our suffering as humans, it is about this experience moving through that we have grabbed onto and identified with, and we've called mine. We think it's mine, and then we think it's a problem, and then we think we have to fix it, and that takes us deeper into it. So I don't want to go too deep into this, because again, if you've read my books or been through the school, that you know all this. This is not brand new to you. I don't mean you know it like perfectly, but you know, like this is not news to you. But I do want to say, like, just in terms of coaching from this place, helping people from this place, it may or may not be obvious, like just how different this is and what that does for us as helpers, how much easier in a sense it makes our job as helpers. because we're not going in needing to know why this person's business isn't working. If you don't know anything about their industry or their business, you don't need to know that. We're not saying when they say, I feel horrible in my relationship, we're not saying, okay, get your partner in here and we're going to hash all this out. We're not doing that. We're looking deeper than that. We're helping them see that moment to moment, they're feeling their own experience. And when it feels sticky and is full of suffering, there's something not quite right. You know, they're identifying with that. And so we're helping in a way that cuts beneath all the content, the specific habit, addiction, issue, whatever it is. We get to go deeper than that. And that's amazing for the people we support. And it's amazing for us as coaches, because again, we don't have to get bogged down in someone's details. We get to sit in front of a person and through this training and through what you've all come to see, know that this is a healthy person that has everything they need. And then we get to learn little ways to help them see that. And when they see that, it's incredible, because whatever needs to clear up, clears up, and it doesn't have to be our business. So if you've been through the Little School of Big Change, you know that people come in all the time and they say, this is my thing I want to change, or that's my thing I want to change. And a couple weeks in, they say all the time, like, well, my habit's still around a little bit, but all of a sudden, like, I like my coworkers and I was about to quit that job. And all of a sudden my partner's not such a jerk and my kids are being nicer and they look cuter than they ever did. It's like, yeah, that's what happens. We get quieter. We tap into what's there, and things change from this sort of inside out way, rather than us as coaches or helpers needing to nail down a problem and then try to find a fix to that. So this is so deep, and it's amazing for them. On the page for this course, you may have seen there's a video. It's lengthy. It's maybe 12, 15 minutes long, but I talk a lot in that video about kind of coming to see this way of coaching and just how amazing it was, how it used to be that I could talk with someone about a specific issue and they would go away seeing things a little bit differently, but then they'd come back the next week and basically have the same issue in some other area of their life. You know, like their partner was driving them crazy. So we'd look at that. And then the next week, someone else would be driving them crazy, or they were driving themselves crazy. And it's like, yeah, that's because if we don't go deep, the same thinking is creating this stuff. So it'll just attach itself to some other issue in life. Then it'll attach itself over here. But we get to bypass that in a sense. Not that it never happens, but when it happens, it's our sign as coaches to say, okay, we need to take this a little deeper because there's more for them to see. So, I mean, in that way, it's just incredible. So much more efficient, so much longer lasting than personally, than anything I've ever seen in 20 some years in this industry. So it's pretty awesome. So I'll take questions. Again, I could talk about this stuff all day. So I want to go on to the different aspects of the training and stuff, and then introduce the panelists. But I know I'm speaking kind of high level, but again, it'll all come out in your questions. So this training, the Change Coach training, it is a 5-month training, an extra month at the end around some business stuff. But it's really designed with a couple things in mind. First and foremost, it is a training about coaching. So a lot of coach trainings do like a 50-50 coaching business. Some have different splits. This is about my goal here is to help you go as deep as you can in this understanding. So for you to see things as simply and deeply as you possibly can, because when you do, you can't not be incredibly effective with the people you work with. Like, you will just come to those conversations from a different place, because you will see the world in a different way. So my kind of, I don't know, goal's not really the word that I would typically use, but I guess my intention here, my goal here is that all of us, I always have my eye on everyone in the training having their own personal transformation. Like, Like, we all just need to come to see this as deeply and simply as we can. And then along with that, we're coaching like crazy because that's what we're here for. Now, sometimes that freaks people out. I get it. So like, especially if you're brand new, if you've never coached before, and this is a great training for people who have never coached before. It's also great if you have, but a lot, you know, it's usually about 50-50, maybe half of the people have never coached at all. And they've just been impacted by this. The other half typically have coached, you know, and maybe from some other understanding, they want to see this way. Either way, I mean, when you kind of show up here and we just start having these conversations, you know, it can be a little nerve-wracking, but what's so beautiful about this group, it's a small group. They come to be super close and just, I don't know, just kind of like a family. I mean, they're just amazing with each other. And all of us as a group, equal playing field, every single one of us. And we just have these conversations over and over and over when we're together. You're having them on your own. You're getting a lot of detailed feedback about them when you have them on your own. And by the end of our time together, you've done this quite a bit. You know, you come to the end and you're like, okay, I've had a good number of these conversations. That doesn't mean that you are super confident, you know, like that might be kind of crazy. I sure wasn't super confident until like yesterday in my business. Like it takes a while, you know, but so I'm not saying you're going to be like super confident, but you will not be new with this. You will have gotten feedback. You will have done it. You'll have done it with a bunch of lovely, amazing people. You'll have seen the impact of it. And that's my main intention for this time together, is that we come out the other end with you having had transformations that are going to leave you standing from a different vantage point in life, and that you are able to have a conversation with another person and, in a sense, point them toward your vantage point. You know, like you will see the health in them and they probably will not see their own health, and you will know how to be with them in a way that kind of draws that out of them. I used to use this analogy a lot, or compare whatever it is, this illustration a lot of kind of becoming fluent in another language. So if you want to be a Spanish teacher, if you just are okay at Spanish, it's going to be hard. You're going to hit up against the limits of your own understanding. You can teach what you know. You know, you can pick up a Spanish textbook and maybe even go a little beyond what you know if you're kind of learning on the spot, but you're going to hit the limits of your own understanding of the language. If you're deeply fluent in Spanish, you don't have those limits. You're basically then sitting in front of someone speaking something that's completely natural for you because you're fluent in it. And you have some different challenges. You're wanting to see what they hear. You're wanting to present it in ways, and you're getting feedback from them and all of that along the way. But that's the easy part. So in our language here, the coaching itself, in a sense, is kind of the easy part. Now, I don't mean to say that it's always easy, but it's truly a conversation with another human being. It's a conversation with a human being where you're insanely curious about how they see things. And you're trying little things along the way to kind of help open them up more. And you can do that naturally and relatively easily when you see things deeply. So I hope that makes sense. It has to be personal, because the more we see in this, the more easy and natural it is for us to just share it. And there are some things about coaching, you know, there are some things about how we enter into these relationships and the things that are asked and said and all of that comes along the way. But I do want to emphasize, I mean, that to me is like the gravy on top. Like that's not like the what's going to make you an amazing, effective coach and have you be in a place where you love what you do, is that you see things in a way that the person in front of you maybe doesn't quite see. And then it's just super fun. You know, then it's this challenge of like, ooh, how can I get them to open up and see what I'm pointing them toward? So, okay. So how do we do that? So kind of high level, the training is comprised primarily, or it's sort of organized around these three-day trainings that we have. So there's one in January, March, and May. And they're three full days, a little bit longer than they were in the past, but they're a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday each time. They're three full days. And in those trainings, we're all together. It's all virtual, all on Zoom. And we're looking at grounding. We're deepening in this understanding. And we're doing that in conversation, but also in coaching. So in the January 3-day, there's a lot of, it tends to be a little more of me coaching. So again, I know a lot of you have probably seen me coach like crazy and really don't need to see it that much more. If you've been through the school, and especially if you're in the Little School Big Change community. But to ease us in, I do more of the coaching in the January 3-day. And what I do is bring in people who don't know anything about this stuff. So that's always really important. I think whether it's you coaching them or me coaching them, these are the people we're going to be coaching in real life, you know, not people who have been listening to my podcast for 5 years. I haven't even had it for 5 years, but not those people, but people who are just like the average person off the street who's struggling. They don't care about what a principle is. They don't care whether this is psychological or spiritual. We're not starting there. We're in a conversation with a human being about their experience. And we're letting it unravel from there. So I'll bring in people who are unfamiliar whenever possible. And I'll do 45 minute, like kind of full 45 minute or so sessions. And then we let them go and then we debrief it. So we get to look at, you know, well, what did you see here? And why did you go there instead of there? And it's just a really rich kind of learning experience. There's no right or wrong way to have these conversations ever. And that's something that we'll see as we go through. Everyone would come at things from a slightly different angle. But the more that we have this deep understanding that this person's okay, they're no matter what's going on for them, they're just really thinking that their thoughts are theirs. They're really identified with their mind rather than this bigger sense of who they are. You know, the more we all see that, we tend to kind of come together in some ways that those conversations might unfold. So all about grounding, kind of all of us chatting together, and then also through the coaching is always pulling it back to why did we know to say that? And why is that true of that person? Because it's true of all people. And it all comes together in a really awesome way. So we do that in January, March, and May. In the March and May gatherings, we flip it. So you guys are doing more of the coaching. So the trainees are coaching, and it's not you doing an hour-long session all the time, but we have all kinds of little exercises and ways for you to practice and get feedback. And again, leave in at the end of May being like, yeah, I can have these conversations. And I know they're helpful because I've had them and I've seen them be helpful. It's great for your confidence. Again, doesn't mean you feel super experienced, because you probably won't be, but it is good to know that you can do this and to have seen yourself do it and felt what it's like to have impact with someone. So those are the main training pieces, as those three days that we're together. You really kind of want to be there live. Everything is recorded. If something comes up, you have to run to something partway through one. It's okay. You won't miss anything. Everything here is recorded and you get to keep everything forever. So you don't have to worry about that, but you know, they're interactive. So you want to really block those off and be there live. Aside from those, we have a bunch of other stuff. So, we go through the Little School of Big Change together. So again, if you haven't been through the Little School of Big Change, that is my 6-week course where I coach people. That's where I do all my coaching now, is with coaches and in the school. And there's typically 150 to 200 people who go through that course from all over the world, struggling with habits and anxiety, but really all kinds of other stuff. And we don't, you know, we talk about habits and anxiety, but we talk about everything kind of in the school. And it's a really in-depth, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a super in-depth immersion over 6 weeks where it will blow your mind what changes for people in that period of time of just being pointed in a different direction. So again, I know most of you have been through it. But we go through that together. So the next course is going to start February 7th, starts a little earlier next year. It's all brand new content, by the way. So you guys will all go through that course with the students who are going through it. And then as coaches, we'll meet a few times during that course and we'll talk about it. We'll debrief it. We'll say, oh, you know, why did you do this with that person? And how do you think that person's doing? It's just basically like a real interactive kind of like your internship. We get to just see it in real time. We also talk a lot about how courses like that are designed if you're interested in that sort of thing. So I know everyone's in a different place with what they want to do with this training once they have it. But if you do want to do things like create courses, then it's great to kind of go through it in that way too. So we do that. We also, we have a few webinars where I bring in guests, colleagues of mine who coach or work with people from this understanding. So you get to hear from other people. We have a few group calls just to kind of check in with each other as a group, talk about how your coaching is going. We have roughly every other week, there's like a 90-minute call. So we have our big 3 days, and then roughly every other week, there's something that we'll come together for, just to give you a sense of time and that type of thing. There's also more than that that's a little bit optional. So some of my change coaches who have been through the training are going to be mentors. We have these, we call them kind of smaller pod groups. So you get divided into smaller groups. Those are kind of drop-in sessions. A lot of people drop in, but it's optional. But it's there once a week, kind of when we're not having our other calls, so that you don't go that long with questions. You can come to those pod calls with certified coaches, and you can ask about what's happening in your practice sessions. You can ask business questions, like anything at all. So it's just kind of good to know those are there for you. What else? We do a few other things. Like I do a half day business training near the end. A few other things kind of pop up, but those are the main pieces of the training. And again, it's all about seeing a ton of coaching at the same time as kind of deepening in your own understanding. So like when you go through the school, and again, if you've been through it already, you'll go through it again, really with a different lens, like not only with a coach training lens, that's amazing. And you'll do it from that perspective, hearing what people are bringing and thinking, what do I see about this? Or how would I address that? So that's awesome. But you know, there's no end to this stuff. Like there's just something about being in this conversation over and over. And especially in a small group like this, where we get to know each other well, and we can sort of sometimes pick up on some of the limits in our grounding and things like that. That just really, really changes things for people. So let me introduce the panel. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the features of this, some of the other things that ways that you can get kind of hooked into my business, things that we support, that I support you on afterward. There's a lot of that, but let me introduce you to the panel because I'm excited to hear from them. And then we'll go to some of that other stuff. So let's start with Sarah Parker. Can you unmute yourself, Sarah? No? Okay, let me try. Let me find you.
Amy, I can't even see myself. Do you know what? I just suddenly started messing about with pictures and moving people around, and I can't even see myself. So I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay. You're unmuted now. Cool. Well, thank you for being here.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm glad to be here with you and with everybody else.
Yeah. So Sarah works is finishing up work, I guess, for the NHS in the UK, and has worked as a counselor. I don't know if that's what you call yourself, but in more of a traditional counseling role, right? Around eating disorders in particular. And came through the Change Coach training, and I'll let you say it, but a lot has changed for Sarah and kind of how she sees things and wants to work with people. So yeah, maybe you can just whatever occurs to you to kind of share.
Yeah, I came across this understanding probably about 5 years ago now, and I had been working for quite some time as a counsellor and EMDR therapist, trauma therapy, and loved working with people, but really found myself working with people's ill health, not with their health. And what I was finding was the more I focused on somebody's ill health, the more they focused on it. And we weren't getting very far, you know. And yes, some people saw some stuff, but for me, there was something more to be seen. And I came across this understanding and I really started to think, this is where it's at. This is how I want to work. This is what I want to do. And I was speaking with Amy and I really wasn't aware initially that she was doing the coach training, and she said she was planning it. And I said, oh, I want to do that. I want to try that. And I'd not been through the little school. So I was quite new to everything. And, you know, since doing the coach training, I found a gloriously new approach that I found more helpful than anything else I've done in the past. And I have come to a time in my life now where I'm giving up my salaried role and I'm going to be working permanently in my business. And actually, I didn't know that was going to happen when I joined the coach training. I didn't even know that I'd be offering anything outside of the NHS, anything out of my salaried role. But actually, the more I saw, the more I wanted to share this. And my background is, well, I have a background of having a long history of anorexia, but I work now in a specialist eating disorder service where, I mean, it's an area where it's notorious for, you know, finding it difficult to help people shift. And this understanding brought so much freshness, so much newness to how I worked, because no longer was I getting caught up in seeing the illness. Yes, of course, the illness was, but, you know, there were symptoms that I could see. There was a, you know, especially in people with anorexia, there was a body that didn't look healthy. And for me, there was an absolute certainty that that wasn't all that there was in the room. There was an incredibly healthy, full, thriving human being that I wanted to have a conversation with. And that's what this training gave me more than anything. And in turn, being able to have those different conversations has opened up lives of other people like I've never seen before. Truly, I've never seen before. And I think, Amy, that the thing that the training gave me was a grounding in this understanding that I could share from. So it was, yes, of course, it was about watching you coach and learning some of how you share and what you might point to. But it was more my grounding. It was more deepening my grounding. And from that place of being grounded, then I knew that no conversation was overwhelming. No human being's tricky thinking was going to overwhelm us. We were just going to work through it. And so it's the depth of grounding that I experienced in the coach training that was different from anything I've ever experienced before.
I love that. I think that's it. It's like each of us has to just see things in a way that, and then it comes from us, and it's not even ours. It's kind of weird to talk about, but like Sarah said, it's like, you're just with a person and it just comes mutually in a moment, you know, but from an understanding that even if this person looks very unwell, I know there is a part of them that is fully okay, you know, and that's what we're speaking to. And amazingly, when we speak there, something tends to be heard from there. When we speak to illness, things are not heard as well. So I love that.
And I, you know, I often say to people, if we have two flowers, if you have two plants and we nurture one plant, the other plant isn't nurtured and it's not going to thrive. And if we only ever nurture an illness in a person, we never nurture the wellness. Well, how are we going to help that wellness to thrive? So this approach is just nurturing a wellness in every human being that we come across.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love, Sarah, too, you know, she's been at this for a little while, but like she said, she didn't know for sure if she'd be leaving her paid job and all of that. But Sarah, you're such a great example of like the business side of things. It takes time and it takes consistency. And I want to be really honest about that. I mean, this is not like you don't leave the training and suddenly there's a radar and people start knocking on your door and asking you to coach them. Like it just doesn't happen that way. You have to do some stuff. And we talk about that a lot, but I love seeing that in you, you know, that being like not a techie person at all and not an entrepreneur person at all naturally before any of this, she still has just done little things that feel comfortable to her, push her comfort zone, and done them consistently, and some traction is building, and that's just awesome to see.
And I think, Amy, I guess we all do it differently. For me, my grounding was in coaching, was in therapy, was in that stuff, and I decided I'd take that into my business. And I guess for 18 months, I've been doing that, and I've been learning for 18 months how I don't know quite a lot about business. But because my grounding is in my coaching, that's what I'm certain of. That's what I know I offer. And I learn the other stuff as I go along. Some people perhaps would prefer to have a grounding in their business and then bring in the coaching. But actually, I'm not sure it really matters. For me, for sure, I show up as a coach and the business stuff happens around me and I work at it as I can, as best I can, and I learn as I go along. And I'm really learning with that grounding that, you know what, I'll get there, and I'm getting there, and I'm loving getting there. And it's not without anxiety that I leave my, you know, monthly paycheck. Of course it's not, but it's with joy and it's with excitement, and it's with an absolute belief that I want to share this, and I want to share it in a way that I can share freely with people beyond the limitations of what I experience at the moment. And so, yes, it's a leap of faith, but, you know, I have faith in this understanding and this grounding, and I have faith in what's going to show up because it feels exciting and it feels like an adventure I want to be on.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah. So Sarah's going to stick around. Everyone will at least a little bit. So if you guys do have questions that feel specific to them, you can ask. Thank you. So let's go to Anne. So Anne is a coach. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted Anne to be here because Anne's an example of someone who, and you can elaborate or correct me, Anne, but who wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to go out and be a coach necessarily. She was just personally really impacted by what we share here, so much so that she just kept going deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And at some point she wanted to see it even this deep, you know, to be able to share it with people. She has a history in education as a teacher. So there's so much passion for sharing this with young people and teachers and around some of the issues she had. But again, kind of just a great example of, you know, anybody who's just been touched by this. Sometimes you just want to see it the deepest way possible. And I think that's what we do in this training. We try to see it as deeply as possible because you have to know something pretty well to use it to help others. So yeah, Anne, do you want to say a little bit about your experience?
Sure. I came to this understanding because I was just really, really desperate in my life. And I had spent like decades in a lot of anxiety and with a lot of physical symptoms and pain and thinking I was just totally broken. My body was broken. My spirit was broken. I couldn't find a way out. And I was searching forever. I mean, it was like a full-time job. When I wasn't teaching, I was searching to fix myself. And I got to a point where my life just became almost unbearable. And something he had to give. And that I kind of look at it as like a breaking point, because I think I broke open and was able to hear something brand new. And I almost had to reach that point to hear this, I think. But anyway, I came across the understanding and I entered the Little School of Big Change. I had no idea what Amy was talking about when I listened to like the podcast and things. I think I tried to make sense of it with my brain. being a teacher, like I tried to fit it into what I already knew, and it didn't fit with anything, but I kept being drawn to it. So I went through the little school, and right away I could tell there were like big changes happening in my life. Like I just could actually have moments where I wasn't so caught up in my body or my anxiety. I actually had time where I felt like I did when I was a kid. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. And so I just kind of kept leaning into that as much as I could. And I stayed in the community. So I went through the graduate community, and I always took part in all the calls. But what's funny, I was telling my husband, I never talked in any of the calls. I still don't because it's so scary to me to think to talk. And then so to think I'm even talking here is just a good example of this. So anyway, so I did that. And then when the coach training came up again, I thought, oh no, you know, I'm not going to do that. And then something kept saying, oh, you should do it. And I mentioned to my husband, and he's like, yeah, why don't you do it? And so I talked to Amy. We had a private call, and I just knew like I was going to do this, but I had no idea where it would take me. I honestly didn't. And I had taught for 34 years, and I absolutely love teaching. It's like my passion. It's who I am. I still love it. And when I left it, I kept thinking, oh, you know, like to give this up is huge. But something inside me said, there's something more for you. You're going to do something else. But it was so ambiguous and so unknown. And that I took that leap of faith, and I left it. And anyway, so I went through the coach training, and through that, I began to see, like you said, I learned so much about myself and my grounding. I came to see that I had so many beliefs about myself, so many thoughts that were not true. Like I was shy, that no one wants to hear what I have to say. I'm not good enough. All these thoughts that have held me so tight all these years. And that's a lot of what caused the anxiety and the pain and all the other stuff that went on. I can see that I'm so much more than this body, than this belief system I have. And so once all of that began to fall away, then it was like, I've got to share this with other people. So many people are suffering. And I know being a teacher, just working with kids and parents and teachers, just so many people are dealing with anxiety and just all kinds of things. And if I could share this understanding with them, I would love to. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm just starting to share with people, and it's totally exciting. And it feels so hopeful. Like for so long, I felt like there was no hope. Like I felt like it was such hard work, but now it's like exciting. Like Sarah talked about, it's like an adventure actually. Like to, even though a lot of things that come up, I don't even know what I'm doing necessarily, or I feel like I don't know, but it's so much bigger than me, whatever's happening through me. And so I know that if I can just trust that and lean into that and think of it, I feel like it's more an adventure than a scary. In the past, I would have thought, oh, this is too scary. I've got to hide. But I don't feel that so much anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers.
No, it's great. It's great. You know, I think a lot of people like you, I think, are just really drawn to this and maybe have a hard time. I mean, I talk to these people all the time, have a hard time. Like they think they have to kind of, it has to make sense. Like, why would I do this? I'm retired, or I don't want to know if I want to start a business, or why am I even drawn to this? But they're actually looking for answers to those questions. And that's what I think is beautiful. It's like, sometimes we just feel that pull and we don't have the answers, and we don't need them. Maybe we don't need the answers, right? It's only our mind thinks we need the answers. But I love just seeing how this has deepened so much for you when you are talking with people and helping them with anxiety and loving the conversations. And who knew? You just followed what felt good, even though it didn't make sense, you know?
And even through the conversations, like I was terrified the first few times I did it all by myself. Mm-hmm. I gave all these note cards out with little things, you know, like, well, I would try to copy you, honestly. So I would have like something you might ask somebody. And I would have these all up and in case I couldn't think of what to say in the moment. But what I found is I don't need any of that. Like if I'm really listening and I'm present,
yeah,
then it flows through me and I really don't need any of these little props or anything. And that's so exciting. And it's so like not boring. This is another great thing because no two coaching sessions are ever alike. You have no idea. Like I can't plan for it. And being a teacher, that was one of the big things I planned all the time. Well, I can't really plan for this other than to set up what time I talk to people. But other than that, I have no idea what they're bringing to the session. And so it's every session is fresh and it's just really neat. It's a great experience.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Anne. All right. We have Christina and Sarah, and both of them I asked to come because they had both been working with people before in a sort of coaching role. So Sarah had been through a three principles coach training. Christina had known about the principles, but had, you know, other training, and that's a portion of people too. So again, just to kind of say this, I don't know if it was clear before, I would say, and it doesn't matter, but I would say probably about half of the people that go through the training in any given year, kind of like Anne, brand new, never even thought they might coach, but they've been so impacted that they just want to immerse and then just see what happens from there. And then roughly the other half either have been doing this work a little bit, or they come in knowing, yes, I want to do this professionally. And again, the training, because it's not, you know, we do some business stuff, but it's truly about coming to be able to have these conversations and help people. That's the main intention. We just meet each other where we are. There's no way to know, like there's no way to measure what we see or anything like that. So, so it really works out well kind of for any camp that you're in. So let's go to Sarah, I think. So Sarah, maybe you can say a little bit about kind of what you got from the training, but also I think like how it can be, and I don't mean you don't have to like compare, but coming into this training, having had some training in this way of working with people already.
Yeah, absolutely. Amy, hi. So I've been around this understanding now, similar to Sarah, for like about 5 years. I've done other trainings. And I think, maybe if I start by sort of saying what I've really got out of your training, which was, number one, the absolute confidence about and coach. So even though I'd been through other trainings, I just didn't feel like I had the confidence to get out there, just to coach and take this understanding out there. So that was the one thing. Was really understanding that there's no right or wrong way, which, you know, how you lead your encouraging all the coach trainees to, be it coaching each other or coaching clients. It's so powerful. You just really, really get to see that there's no right or wrong way of coaching. We're all going to the same direction and it doesn't matter how you get there. And really seeing that at a deep level throughout the whole of the coach training, just gave me confidence, just go out and just get really started. You know, I was coaching a few people beforehand, but I was really sort of hiding and not really to myself out. So yeah, it really, really gave me the confidence, which I didn't get from some of my other trainings that I'd done. And then I think the other thing that was really for me was actually finding out the direction I wanted to take my business in. So, you know, getting that. So while you're listening, you get to do some trainee sessions with some of Amy's list of people that want coaching. And it was through that I really discovered the area that I really, really loved doing, which was helping women with emotional eating. And that's been the direction that my business is going in now. And I'm loving the work I do. And the business is really starting to move forward. So
that's awesome. Thank you. I just remember seeing this in you, Sarah, like, 'cause I listen to coaching sessions from all the trainees And I listened to one pretty early on, and then I see you all coaching throughout the training. And I just remember that with many people, but with you in particular, like, oh my gosh, like she's so good at this and she just doesn't know she's good at it. You know? So I love how you said that, that matches with my, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I can just do this my way. I can do it my way. And when I say that for everyone else, I don't mean we're just pulling stuff out of who knows where. I mean, we all have a deep understanding. That's what we're here to do. And from that deep understanding, the specifics just don't matter that much, you know? And that's like when we feel freed up to just do what makes sense and be with a person and explore with them, amazing stuff happens. So I remember seeing that with you. So that's awesome.
Very, very quickly, just, you know, enabled me, and I'm sure everyone else that went through the training, to just really trust in our own intuition, trust that conversation and that journey with your client, you know?
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, Christina. So Christina's in the camp as well. So Christina, you were working with people for a while before this training. So yeah, like what was your experience and how has your coaching changed?
My coaching has changed a ton, which I'm thrilled about because honestly, I've been working with people for about 15 years beforehand and doing okay, very small practice, but I was an expressive arts therapist. I also studied neuro-linguistic programming, and I was coming from a more spiritual, like sort of doing spiritual and intuitive counseling. So I had sort of cognitive angles where we were looking at thought and sort of controlling thought, and I had spiritual angles, and I was coming at it from all different angles, but I wasn't finding a connection. It felt a little... what I was doing was helpful, but it didn't feel like it had a cohesive base to it. And when I came across you in particular, Amy, and this understanding, understanding how the psychology works, but also how the human mind works, somehow gave all that I had already studied a framework. And it all sort of fell into place, all the pieces fell into place, and all the things that I had naturally gravitated to is just feeling like, yeah, there's something about that, that's true, that's helpful, but I'm not sure why. So it was harder for me to articulate that to clients. The framework that you're providing, the way that we're seeing reality, the way, just period, the way life works, indisputable, the way humans relate to life and our brains and why they do what they do. Oh, it's like, oh, okay. Oh, that's why all of this makes sense. But as I said, now I can articulate it better. And, you know, as a result, my little practice had been limping along for quite some time, but my practice has more than doubled since joining the Change Coach community. And Anne was talking about life flowing her along and not knowing what's coming. And I feel like that. I've just sort of gotten involved in the community and gotten involved in the work itself. And it's become much more about the work itself than about trying to promote myself. I don't need to promote myself at this point. I'm just so interested and busy having these conversations that it's almost like this river has picked me up and carried me forward. And I notice, oh, my business is happening and life is happening. And but it's a whole different way of being engaged once I know how life works and my brain works. And I'm not, as we've mentioned, I'm not taking it personally at all. And I think because of that, far more available to opportunity. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's been an amazing experience for me, and I really highly recommend it. And not only that, but there are some people, you know, you get to connect with people around the world. Sarah, my dear friend that I've connected with, and some other people that truly are not only such amazing human beings to be friends with, but how amazing also that I have these friends that know about this coaching and business that I can chat with and say, hey, I'm noticing this about my business. I'd like some, do you have some thoughts, some input? So it's like friends with benefits, but a different kind of benefits, if you know what I mean. So yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Christina. I love that. And I think you're right. Like there's something really special. I mean, I'm so biased, but like the people that come together in this training, you know, are just amazing. And just to give a little bit of context, like, you know, the training, last year's training, which ended in May, we're still having just casual calls every other weekend. People just get together to chat on weekends. And that's just completely informally. In addition to more organized things, like we have an ongoing community that people can be part of. And so we're together a lot. And I think, you know, I don't think there are a lot of trainings that have that. There's a lot built in, a lot of support built in, and just community and connection built in at the end that's available to everyone if you want it. And I just think that's so important because, like Christina said, part of it is we have this way of seeing the world that most people don't really see the world quite the way we do. And that can be sort of lonely and it can stunt our growth in a sense. So when we're together with other people talking about this, oh my gosh, I mean, it just deepens it so much for us. And the business side of things can be lonely. And I love seeing the coaches get together and sometimes collaborate on things. Like some of them are creating podcasts and YouTube shows and they're having each other as guests. And there's just no match for that. You know, there's no way that I don't know, like there's no better way really to get momentum moving than to be collaborating and sharing each other's stuff and doing that. And that's what they're all starting to do. So that's awesome. So cool. Thanks, Christina.
Sure. My pleasure.
So just a few things. If you have questions, go ahead and raise your hand. I'd love to answer some of your questions. I'm sure there are very important things that I've completely missed. A little bit more about that support afterward, just so you have a sense of that. So we do have a build your business course that comes at the end of the core training. So again, the core training is really about sharing this and coaching with some business stuff sprinkled throughout, touched upon throughout. We do a build your business course, which will be a little different, I think, this year than it was last year, but it basically gives you all the sort of logistical stuff you need to know how to start a business if this is brand new for you, marketing, how to have a website made, some messaging, some of that basic stuff, and then gives an opportunity to get some traction going with some feedback while we're doing that together for a month. That is part of the bonus. So that course, it's a separate course, but you get that included with the coach training when you enroll by December 1st. So that's all on the website, but that's part of what would be included. And if it's not included, we reduce it a ton. So it's very affordable and you can be part of that even if you don't get in by December 1st. So there's some business support that way. You also, once you're certified, everyone who goes through the training has the opportunity to become certified. That is, you send me a coaching session. It won't be the first one I'll have listened to of yours, but it'll be one you send me toward the end and I listen. And then we have a one-to-one conversation where I give you some feedback on that session. And then we just talk about whatever else, you know, we need to talk about to help you kind of get up and running. And that's sort of our certification test. So that doesn't cost any extra money. It's all included. It's part of the training. It is optional, but most people who go through the training figure they might as well be certified at the end. So once you're a certified change coach, you have a listing if you want one on my website. And people sometimes get some referrals that way. There's also a lot of stuff. Well, I do quarterly calls with all the coaches. So there's always opportunities again to kind of stay sort of involved in this and to have me, you know, as sort of your unofficial mentor. You can always ask me questions, things like that. And then there's some stuff that we're starting, like just this month, we're having some of the certified coaches giving them the ability to create courses and put those courses on my website so that things like that are possible. If you're brand new, you have no business yet, you know, you just haven't created a business yet. You can create some content and sell it on my website, which I'm constantly investing and getting more and more traffic there. So there's lots of opportunities like that, even now, and a lot more coming. I don't want you to count on these things, but I want you to kind of see them as like, wow, there's a whole infrastructure behind this, you know, that's supporting this kind of momentum that you can plug into things here and there that will support you and help you as you're growing your own business. Again, none of what I'm saying takes the place of you having to do some stuff to build your own business. It's, you can't kind of just go on the listing and get booked with clients most likely, but it's a good support. It's a good help. So yeah, any other questions about that stuff that I missed, feel free to let them know. Kiara.
Hi, Amy. Thank you for taking questions. I guess I've got two questions. So I'm relatively new to your work. I've come across your podcast after reading the Brain Over Binge book, but only really recently. And I've kind of fallen down your rabbit hole, and I've been binge listening to all of your episodes, and I've now read both of your books, but it's all kind of happened in the last 3 months. And I guess I'm really interested in doing this training, but then there's the voice that I have that says, you know, you're still too new at this, maybe you need more time to kind of let it settle, or to get a bit of a deeper kind of baseline before I go into it, because being over in Australia, our exchange rates are terrible, so your courses are significantly more expensive for me over here than I think it is for anybody anywhere else. So I guess one fear that I have is that maybe I'm too new to the understanding to warrant going too deep just yet, and maybe I should wait and do this training the next time round that you offer it. But yeah, I guess there's always the fear as well that maybe you won't offer it again. So that's my first question. And my second question is that I'm already an NLP coach. And whilst I've really felt a resonance with your work, probably more so now than I do with my NLP work, what I've actually really struggled with since becoming an NLP coach is the business side of things. And there's that kind of part of me that says, does it really matter what I know in my head? And does it really matter how amazing a coach I am if I'm really struggling, if the thing that I'm really struggling with is actually getting the message out there? Like, I can already help people, not in the way that you can, but I can already help people. I'm really struggling to actually find a way to do that. And I'm worried that I'm going to throw away all my savings at this course, and then I'm still just going to be a gifted coach without the means to actually coach people. Yeah. So those are my two questions. Am I too new? And should I focus more on actually learning how to run a business before I get even more qualified and even more coaching techniques?
Yeah, they're great questions. So, and it's tough in some ways for me to answer, especially the am I too new question, because we just heard, like Sarah said, like she was pretty new to this understanding, yet it just felt right. And she just kind of dived right in. And I see that a lot. The training goes super deep. Like it's like a, you know, it's, we're together a lot. And when we're together for long chunks of time, and you will not come out seeing life the way that you see it now. There's no question. So it's hard for me to say, like, I don't know, and it's a personality thing in a lot of ways too. Like I'm never just my personality is not like, oh, I'll wait till I'm ready. Like I just dive in, and that's not always the best thing. So I'm not saying do that. It's just, it's tough because I've seen a lot of people be relatively new and just blossom through it. And I don't know, like it, you for sure could wait. I mean, I can't promise anything, but I'm pretty sure I'll be leading this in 2023. So if that feels better to you, that is an option. And you could go through the little school of big change and kind of soak things in on your own. So I'm totally not answering your question because I feel like I kind of can't, but I'm happy to kind of, you know, have you sit with that and let's talk maybe in a little bit and see how you feel about it. You're not too new in the sense that you're going to be left behind. I don't think that's the case. Like, I wouldn't worry about that at all. If it feels right to you to immerse more before you dive in, that's up to you. But that's one thing I wouldn't say. It's not like everyone else is coming in, you know, in a totally different playing field. Like, I don't know, we all kind of come through this together and we learn from each other, and we tend to, I don't know, it's hard to put words to it, but we tend to kind of go through together.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What I would say, and to everyone, and I know you mentioned this, that if you are here because you just recently stumbled upon anything, I mean, 3 months of binging stuff is a pretty good chunk of time, I think. But, you know, if you haven't read my books, if you haven't listened to the podcast, do that just for your own investment. Like, you want to know, you want to hear how I coach, you want to know kind of what this is all about the best you can, that just makes sense. We do have a coaching session. If you haven't been through the Little School of Big Change, there's a free kind of call that you can watch, which is me coaching people. So that might give you some sense. I'll put the link in here. But that'll give you some sense, you know, of how this goes too for everybody, for other people who are a little bit more new. And then your question about the business is an interesting one too, because the way it looks to me is like, yes, you have to do something. There's no one thing that anybody has to do to get this work out there. Like, you don't have to be on social media. You don't have to go to networking events. There's no one thing you must do, but you do have to do something. And that's why we kind of always take this angle of what feels good to you and what do you want to do? And where can you start small in a way that works for you and let that build? So you're right in that you can be the best helper in the world and not say a word and no one's going to know. But I also think a lot of times what's happening in those situations is not that you don't have the right business knowledge. It's not so much about knowledge. I think it's a teeny tiny percent about knowledge, and we give you that tiny percent. So in the business course, we'll tell you the little things you need to get the basics of building a business. It's about consistently doing stuff. And what's in your way there is not lack of knowledge, it's our own thinking. So what I see all the time is people come in feeling stagnant in their business. They go through this training, their thinking completely shifts. They start to see, wow, I can do this. Like Sarah Watkins was saying, I can do this and I'm good at it and it helps people. And it doesn't have to be so hard to get out and share my stuff. And that's where the momentum builds. And they didn't do any more business training. They just got out of their own way. So that's how that looks to me. Again, I can't tell you where to spend your resources, but that's what I would say.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think the more I listen to myself, the more I realize it's just that kind of little chatterbox in my head, talking myself around. I think I've been accused many times before of being the eternal student. And every time it's time to actually pull my finger out and get on with it, I'm just like, oh, I'll just go and learn some more and I'll do another course and maybe I need some more education. So yeah, I'm a bit lost in what I've heard, you know, my parents say in terms of, you know, you do just need to actually start doing stuff, Kiara. You can't just keep learning and learning and learning till the cows come home. But also I hear what you're saying about the fact that there is a lot of thinking getting in the way, and potentially that's actually what's holding me back rather than anything else.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of eternal students out there. And I think a lot of times it's this lack of, you know, again, like you said, there's just some thinking in the way. It doesn't look like, I don't know, I wouldn't call myself an eternal student, but I was not out sharing and producing all this content until it really landed for me. Oh my gosh, this is simple. It's clear. It can help anyone. This is the way it showed up in my head is like, who am I to not share this with the world? That was all the shift I needed. And I see that again in others. It's not like you keep hiding. You have to kind of see that for yourself, whether it looks like you're hiding or not. But I think for a lot of eternal students, it's not hiding so much as it just hasn't landed in a super deep, you know, easy to express way.
And I think you're totally right. You're a constant searcher for a reason. It's because you haven't found what you're searching for.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that resonates. Thank you.
Yeah. Sarah, did you want to add something?
Well, I guess I was just thinking as Chiara was speaking that, you know, when we hear something, we hear it. And if we want to go deeper with that, it doesn't matter how long ago we heard it or how much we know about it. There's something about trusting and knowing. And we start trusting it and then we go in our heads. And we think, oh, but I've not been around this long enough. And what if, what if, what if? And I don't know what the answer is. But I'm really aware that when I first went into my counselling training, I went in to learn because I knew nothing about it. I didn't even know if it would resonate, actually. I just paid my university fees and off I went. And so there's something about, you know, this understanding where we seem to think that we need to be deeply grounded before we can do anything. And yet part of this training that is so incredible is that our grounding naturally just sinks deeper and deeper. So it's part of the thing. And I guess the business thing for me, I mean, you know, Amy, and I demonstrated beautifully at the beginning, I'm pretty inept technologically. And yet, you know, I know that a lot of that stuff is because my head gets in the way of myself. And there's a lot of support in this community. You know, I never, ever feel alone. And one of the key things for me leaving my paid work was initially I thought, I want to be part of a team. I want to be part of a team and be with. And yet, yes, I'm working in my business, but this community right here gives me a team and a framework that I can check out business ideas, that I can bring struggles to, that I can, you know, learn from constantly. So I would say don't let it be a barrier, but that's just my perspective.
Thank you. Christina.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to Chiara, you know, being the eternal student and the little bit of conversation that the two of you have said about sometimes you're looking because you actually haven't found it. And I just wanted to reiterate that for me, I was doing a lot of looking, and it wasn't until I came into this framework where all of the pieces had a foundation to come together and I was able to articulate it. So, you know, you keep following it until you follow it and then things become clearer. And for me, things became a lot clearer in this training. So I just wanted to to say that and to say that I have kind of effortlessly, as being part of the community, consistently taken more effort, more little actions to speak my voice out. But I had been doing some of that before. I think the big difference is I got really grounded in what I was saying. I was able to articulate it better. And I think that that was more attractive to people, and certainly made it easier for me, dovetailed into being able to speak that more often, more authentically, and in a much more effortless way than I had been doing before. So it certainly served my business, Chiara. You know, just thought I would reiterate that to throw that out there. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, it was that way for me too. If other people have questions, please go ahead and raise your hand. But you know, I felt like the same in a lot of ways. Like I knew I had some stuff that was helpful. I knew I could help people in some ways before I came into this way of supporting people. But like you were saying, Chiara, like there's kind of a reason that we're stalling sometimes. You know, it just didn't, the confidence and the flow didn't come together for me. I think it was when I had my own personal transformation from this, then it was so clear and obvious. It was like, just, you know, it was just how, when I opened my eyes, it's just how the world looked. It looked different all of a sudden. And I think that's what happens. Not always all of a sudden, but that's what happens for us through the training little by little. A lot of times, like, life just comes to look different. And that, I don't know, that does all the work. We still have to do things, you know, but that's like the wind in your sails. So let me, I put a link in the chat for to get that coaching sample. So if you are newer to this, if you haven't seen me coach people in the way that we're talking about, check that out, because it's a call from a recent Little School of Big Change course. And in that course, again, there's a lot of people on the call, and I kind of go around and do some coaching with several people around a lot of different things. So it's a good thing to check out if you haven't seen that. And yes, Arlene, I will share the link to sign up. So there's some logistical questions in here. So the time commitment and the price. The time commitment, again, is there's roughly a 90-minute call kind of every other week, but you are doing things in between. So you're doing some practice coaching sessions. You have these drop-in opportunities with your pod leaders and all of that. So there's enough and we have a forum so that you can be asking questions and being in community with people there. So it could be anywhere from, you know, a couple few hours a week to a little bit less if you need it to be less. And then we have our three days together. That's just sort of an overview. I think it varies. There's times in the 5.5 months, 6 months when you're feeling like you're doing a lot because you're doing a lot of practice sessions. And then there are maybe times when it's that every other week-ish, you know, and it feels a little different. But in a lot of ways, it really is kind of up to you and how much practice coaching you're doing and that kind of thing. I will say that a good percentage, maybe 40% or so of people who go through the training have full-time jobs when they go through it. So it's not the kind of thing where it like becomes a full-time job. You know, I think especially when you see the calendar ahead of time and you can kind of plan around our events. And again, everything's recorded. It tends to be, I'm not saying you won't be busy, but it tends to be manageable for people with a full-time job. And then other people do part-time work or whatever their situation is. And it's easier to fit in. And the cost is $10,000. And that includes everything. So it includes certification. There's no extra fee for that. Again, it includes lifetime access to everything we do together. The directory listing, some of the support afterward, not all of it, but a good bit of support afterward is included in that. And the Build Your Business course is included in that as well if you enroll by December 1st. And there's payment plans. You can see that. I'll put the link here. There's payment plans and all kinds of stuff available. And I do want to say that I keep it intentionally small because of the high interaction. I'm listening to 1 hour coaching sessions from everybody giving feedback. We want to just keep it a nice small group. So it's capped at 30. We'll not let in any more than that. And it's about half full at this point. So just, I don't want to rush anyone, but if you want to have a conversation with me and you think that might be helpful to ask some more questions and stuff, I'll also put a link here where you can sign up to do that, just to give you that heads up. Okay, what else? I see a long question in the chat. I'm going to try to scan. Any other questions people here have about working from this in this way, about the training itself, anything? Okay, so the question in the chat, this is another thing I wanted to mention. I also wanted to mention that we have men in the training. I wanted the panelists to be a little bit of a mix, but I really wanted these four panelists and they were all women. So I wasn't going to say no, but we do have men go through the training. This is not just for women. And we have people in all over the world again, as they mentioned. We've had people in Australia who gotta love them. They get up in the middle of the night to be in our trainings. We have people all over Europe and the UK and Canada and US and all over. And we have people, this is kind of part of what this question is, who I think I said this earlier, about half kind of sense that they want to do this for work and the other half don't. You know, they just want to go as deep as they can, or maybe they want to share it with their children, or, you know, just be able to be more articulate in sharing it. So that's kind of the question in the chat. She says, she or he says, I don't feel able to articulate this very well. It's been a process of understanding. I don't want to go into business with it. Yeah, so you just hear kind of trying to get a sense about how this would help. So again, if you've been through the Little School of Big Change and other things, you'll see really clearly how it helps. Even if you, I think if you just read the books, read my newest book, you'll see how it helps. But it helps because we're bypassing all the cluttered thinking. We're bypassing all this me, I have to, I need to, all this problem thinking. We're not bypassing it in a dismissive way, but we're seeing it for what it truly is, you know, seeing, wow, that is what all minds do. That is not personal. It is what all minds do. It is overwhelming at times. It feels overwhelming. It feels personal, but it's not. And as we come to know that, we get to sit in front of anyone with any issue and see, oh, you poor thing, you are caught up in a ton of thinking. And I know exactly what that feels like because I get caught up in a ton of thinking. It's like, we just get to be fully human together, but we get to help them see that being human isn't so bad. Like most people don't want to be human, you know, like just get me a fix and get me a way out of this, you know? And it's really, really helping people see all of this comes and goes, all of this thinking that moves through us. It moves all the time, totally by itself. We don't have to manage it. There's just such an ease to it. And it's really hard. I've written about this a lot. Talked about this a lot. I feel like it's weird to me that I lead something called the Little School of Big Change and that I train change coaches and that I don't really have a great answer for how does change happen. I do and I don't. In many ways, it's the most reliable mystery there is. So what I can tell you is when you sit with someone and you help them to peel back and see around all these beliefs that have looked so true and solid for a lifetime, like Anne was saying, she had all these belief systems she didn't even realize she had. But when we get in this sort of conversation and we get curious about what's there beyond all this, and oh, by the way, what if you're wrong about all the limiting, painful stuff you're believing? And in the most gentle, amazing, non-dismissive way, that's what we're doing with people. Like, oh, well, what if that isn't the way it is? What if this isn't personal? What if, I know that panic attack feels horrible, like it's going to kill you, but what if it's safe? You're doing this in the most loving way and stuff falls away. Beliefs that we've been conditioned into, that we've been thinking and believing our entire lives, they just loosen up and they just look different. And what's revealed when all that stuff falls away is health. It's that simple. What's revealed is peace and health. And that doesn't, especially if you're newer to having these conversations, that might still feel like a very vague answer. And I totally own that, but that's essentially what we do. And when we get into these conversations enough, change happens and in ways and timeframes I could never predict, but I see it over and over and over again. I mean, every 6-week course of the Little School of Big Change is a flipping miracle. And every time I'm like, is it going to work? Is it going to work this time? And it's incredible, incredible what happens for people. And it's just because we get to see what's true of all people and just gently point that out to them and be in this dance, this back and forth dance where we're helping them see it. I mean, it's the most rewarding, amazing work there is. I can't even believe that I get to do this. And I think a lot of coaches feel the same way. It is so amazing and so rewarding, not only to help other people, but because in part, every bit of professional development, every bit of work, every conversation you're in with clients is helping you. And it's trickling down to your family and the people you care about, every single bit of it, not even kidding. So it's not like you go to work in a store and you help some people, you know, find the right thing that they need to purchase. That's great. That's helpful work. But this is like something that just you cannot be the same after doing this work. And especially after doing it day in and day out for years. I mean, it's hard to even know like how deep it gets and how much it continues to open up and change. And so, I don't know. I said, I get kind of excited about it, but it's, I can't think of anything else that works this way, you know, where the more you do it, the more you and everyone you care about in your life benefit without even trying to make that happen. Okay, let me go to some other questions. I see some more other questions in the chat. So Ira says, there seems to be a focus on people who are feeling unwell or broken and helping them see that that isn't the case. Does this understanding also help people who feel well, but perhaps are overwhelmed or dissatisfied in some way? 100%. So it's just words. I think, you know, yeah, I do tend to work with a lot of habits and anxiety and people who feel unwell or broken in that way. But I would say overwhelm is they feel unwell, right? They feel dissatisfied is kind of unwell. And it's all thought believed, all of it. So there are change coaches who work with everything you can imagine around from, you know, specific habits, anxiety, depression, trauma, things like that, relationship issues, parenting. What else do we have? Several who were teachers or are teachers and take this into school settings, all kinds of different things, because it's not content specific. You know, it's really like when we see how people work, it helps if you hurt a lot or if you hurt a little bit. And that's a beautiful thing. There's no separate interventions for different issues. Your conversations may go a slightly different way with people, but the truth is the same. Their health is the same, whether they're in a bad mood or they've been severely depressed for years. It's the same thing. And think about that from a helper perspective. I mean, it makes our work so much easier. We know what we're getting. We know what we're dealing with before we even talk to the person. So that's a great question. Let me see what else is here. Okay, so Rebecca, who is enrolled in the course, I'm super excited, says, I'm in finance at the moment and excited about starting the course. People ask me what I'll be doing. I get wordy. What can I call it? Coaching is so vague. I feel like I follow it with a full paragraph of information. It's something that comes up a lot. It's coming up in our Change Coach community with coaches who have been out there doing this for a little bit, like this month, it's been a big thing in the community there. What do we call it? How do we talk about it? You know, I'm sure you know my answer. Like, there's really no way. There's no one way. It's whatever feels right to you. And it is hard to describe at times, and it does feel wordy, but I just want everyone to kind of know it gets better. It's a weird thing in the beginning. You know, what do you call it? How do you talk about it? People don't like the term coach or life coach. That's perfectly okay. I don't particularly like it. I like to say I help people with habits and anxiety. A lot of people do that. I help people move through trauma. I help with this. People spark their creativity. Whatever it is you do, you can say it that way. You can say, some people say, I share a new paradigm in mental health. You know, they talk about it from that angle. But the thing I think is kind of big to see is that, and this is true in almost all of coaching and everything, especially around the business of coaching, it's nearly impossible to know as we sit here right now today. It's the kind of thing that you stumble through it. You answer some of your finance colleagues, you know, you give them some answers. You're not satisfied with your answer and it gets better. Like you know, you're like, oh, I don't think I'll say that next time. Or you see where you lose people. You see what feels comfortable to you. And little by little, you find yourself like, oh, people ask me a question now about what I do and an answer comes out. And I think that's true with a lot of what we're doing here in coaching and in business. It's like, it's very hard to start at square one and see how it's going to go. It's impossible to do that or to know these answers now, but that's always how I've learned. And so how I always teach people to learn is learn by doing it. And that's what we do for sure with coaching, but also with taking little steps in the business, you learn and it gets clarified just by doing it. Okay. I know we're at 90 minutes. I'm going to see what other questions are here. And I'm happy to stay on. If you have questions and want to ask, feel free. And I would love to stay on and answer your questions. If people have to drop off, no worries. We're going to send around a recording. But let me see. So how often does the training run? Once a year. I only lead it one time a year. So it's from January to May every year. So the next one would be in 2023. Can you elaborate on the business building content? I'm particularly interested in building a group program. Do you help with that? Have done over 1,000 one-to-ones already, but not much group work. Awesome. So, yes. So really, I think the biggest way that the support around things like that, you want to do a group program. There's some stuff in the Build Your Business course around that type of thing. But really what I think the beauty of this training is that it's super open. We have a forum that's open 24/7 the whole time you're in our community. And I'm there all the time. And I'm not exaggerating, unfortunately. So like you ask a question, you want to know about how I built my group programs, or you ask it to the group and other people have done that, you're going to get a lot of information. We do have the business building workshop where I walk you through how I built my business starting in 2007. Now, again, I built my business in a certain way, and that's not for everyone, but it gives a lot of ideas because I tried a lot of things, some that have worked and a lot that didn't. And so it kind of just is a big idea generator, and it helps you start to see how this stuff happens and how it comes together so that each of you can kind of see what feels right to you as a next step to go get some momentum on. So the group program thing, for sure. I mean, I created my school, 5 years ago. It'll be 5 years in June, and it's been way more successful than I ever expected it to be. And I can teach you everything that I've done. And then we're always going out and finding new people. If you need some information that I don't personally know, or someone else who specializes, again, I bring in guest speakers. I'm just kind of having my eye on that and trying to get all the questions answered in the best way possible. So yeah, you definitely get a lot of support and a lot of experience around that. All right. I think, unless I missed something. Yep. Oh, let me share that link. So if you do have questions that come up after this, again, I put the link to my Calendly page. You can schedule a private call with me if you want to, if you have any questions about the course. I'm happy to do that. You can email them to me. We can do it that way. And yeah, just super available for anything that comes up afterward. Let me pop in this this link. So this is the link for the page that gives you all the information about the full training, all the details. But again, as you're looking through this, anything that comes up, feel free to just send it my way. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, panelists. I really appreciate you sharing. Love you guys. And I'm so glad that you have, that you're in this community with us. And thank you guys all for listening. And I hope it's been helpful. And again, anything that comes up, send it my way. But I'd love to have you in the training at some point. And if not, just continuing in this understanding, because I mean, it just doesn't stop. It keeps getting better and it's amazing. All right. Thank you guys. See you soon. Bye, everyone.